Radio AI. www.radioai.net. The Public Resource for Artificial Intelligence Literacy by the people who do AI. In this podcast, you'll hear from Professor Peter Sinchok. Peter has just returned from a tour through Japan and China. He works a lot with robotics and has a world perspective on the progress of AI. We're happy to have him with us today. The podcast is in two parts. This is part one.
Hi, my name is Peter Sinchok, and I am head of Department of Cybernetics and Artificial Intelligence at Technical University of Košice, Slovakia, in Central Europe. Today, I would like to address questions. The first one is, what is the artificial intelligence perception today in 2017? Second, what should students think about if he wants or she wants to work in AI domain in next coming years? And question number three, how to distinguish between reality and media hype related to artificial intelligence. So, question number one, what is the artificial intelligence perception today in late 2017? Generally speaking, we distinguish two directions in AI. One is a strong AI, which is well known for the notion called singularity. And basically, everybody who believes in singularity thinks that artificial intelligence will be much, much more over humans. And the second very important direction is weak AI, which I would call also narrow AI, which is trying to replace not the humans in general, but trying to replace or support humans in one particular domain, for example, in transportation or in health support or in well-being or in some other things. My personal understanding is that artificial intelligence in general will go through very careful observation and very careful consideration what will be possible in sense of legality, what will be permitted, what will be not permitted for the benefit of the humans. So basically, I prefer weak AI, where I see enormous potential in applications and in supporting humans' life and bringing the quality of a human's life in upper stage. Simply taking labor from humans and give it to the systems or machine is not always negative thinking. It's simply restructuring the needs of the humans, and many things will be done by systems, by machines. One more thing is here related to artificial intelligence, that especially in robotics domain, they are talking about embedded intelligence. So for evolving intelligence, we need to somehow perceive that we have a body, that we have an embodiment. But I strongly believe that later advancement in computer technology brings also non-embodied intelligence, like virtual agents and what we have and what we know, Cortana, Alexa, Google Now, and some others, Siri. So I think the combination of these two, embodied and non-embodied intelligence, will be very important. And I am personally supporting the notion called digital intelligence for systems and machines. So because we never know where the intelligence will be sitting. It can be distributed, it can be on the machine, on the system, it can be somewhere else, all the way connected, all the time connected to the system or the machine. So I think the definition, general overwhelming definition, overall wrap-up definition of artificial intelligence, I would call it and I try to convince my students that everything which is taking, in quotes, taking labor from the humans and give it to the machine is some form of artificial intelligence. And we can see it, how it's progressing, and humans are all the way only supervising many processes, many machines, and the control of those machines or systems is done by artificial intelligence, in fact. So that's my perception. Maybe you can think about the integration of embodied and non-embodied intelligence, which is very, very important for the future. And I strongly believe that the digital intelligent notion will come forward, because it is really a part of distributed intelligence. We will have a situation that we don't know where this decision is made, either in a cloud, either in the machine, or in the system somewhere. So I propose to consider digital intelligence as a general notion for the future.
You've been listening to part one from Professor Peter Sinchak for Radio AI. Thank you. Stay tuned for more cool Radio AI podcasts.